June was among the driest on record for much of the Midwest. That deepened a years-long drought in parts of Kansas and Nebraska, while also spreading dryness east to states like Illinois and Missouri. But so far, July has brought some much-needed rain. Harvest Public Media's Elizabeth Rembert reports on whether it will be enough for thirsty crops.
Ryan Crank is walking into one of his cornfields in southeast Nebraska. He's visiting the fields today, but a couple of weeks ago, he didn't want to even look at the crop.
All I really want to do is just, like, go home and, you know, don't look at it. Because it was sickening. It was just absolutely sickening.
Deep dryness had scorched his corn. The plants had a grayish hue instead of the usual vibrant green and were just calf or even ankle high when they should have been above his head.
It looked like death. And I said, you know, I don't think it's going to see tomorrow. And it's still somehow here, several tomorrows later.
Early July rains provided a lifeline to crops in the Midwest and Great Plains. Now, Crank's corn is taller and greener.
I mean, the turnaround was magical, it is magical, but we need more rain, that's for sure.
It'll take consistent precipitation to nourish crops and improve the drought, which has been baking soil and plants for years in portions of the Midwest and Great Plains. The region went into the summer with a lack of soil moisture that many have said is the worst they'd ever seen. Then Mother Nature dealt an incredibly dry May and June, which is when many states can get up to 60% of their annual precipitation.
When you miss precipitation during those 2 months, you know there's going to be trouble.
That's Doug Cluck. He's a climatologist with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. At this point, parts of the Midwest and Great Plains are dealing with a drought that's similar to a chronic cold. Dryness has been lurking for years and nagging at farmers as they've raised their crops and livestock. Just like when you're fighting off a cold, if you go too long without rest, or rain in this metaphor, you flip into full bedriddenness, or drought. And now it will take a lot of rain to ease symptoms.
Yes, we're having some rains, but gosh, give it a week, and what we see today is pretty much going to be gone. But a lot of it's going to get used up by the plants and everything growing right now.
In central Illinois, John Ackerman is thankful for the recent rains. As the drought spread east from Kansas and Nebraska, it got so dry he was worried about being able to plant his pumpkins.
We went 50 days without virtually a measurable rain. We looked at the forecast every single day.
Ackerman ended up planting the seeds much deeper into the soil to help them find the moisture. That makes it harder for the plant to grow up through the dirt, but luckily the recent rains have helped the plants poke above the ground and helped Ackerman's stress levels.
My wife says I'm slightly less grumpy than I've been over the last month, so that's a win.
It's a win for the crops, too, but Ackerman, who also grows corn and soybeans, says he's still anticipating his corn harvest could be around 30% lower than what he'd like. Lasting dry conditions may hurt harvests across much of the Corn Belt, says Krista Swanson, an ag economist with the National Corn Growers Association.
Our top four corn-producing states are Illinois, Iowa, Nebraska, and Minnesota, and virtually all are in drought conditions at some rating.
The corn needs steady rains, especially as the crop enters its pollination phase. And come August, it'll be important for soybeans to have moisture. Luckily, there's good reason to be optimistic. Right now, the National Weather Service is predicting more rain for parts of the region. They're also calling for a climate pattern called El Niño, which raises the likelihood of cooler, wetter weather occurring in the middle of the country during late summer to early fall. Doug Cluck says there's potential it could eventually make a dent in the dry conditions.
If El Niño kind of gets its act together and we start being influenced by it, we are more likely to see sort of wet conditions across the central U.S., maybe even the north central U.S., and then cooler conditions as well.
So in parts of the Midwest and Great Plains, at least, an easing of the years-long drought could be in sight. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Elizabeth Rembert.